Chapter 6. Skip. Look both ways. As we retrace our steps toward home and reach our first street corner, Lucy steps right into the road without looking, in front of a car. I yelp and jump back, using the leash of my body weight to yank her off her feet and onto the sidewalk. She lands hard on her ass and cries out. But we are alive. Thank dog. That's the second rule down the tubes. Always look both ways before you cross the street. This heartbreak is going to kill us. The driver, who had swerved to miss us, stops several feet ahead in the middle of the road. A lady about Lucy's age jumps out and runs toward us. Oh my God, are you okay? The woman squats next to Lucy and fusses over her, but Lucy puts her hand out to stop the other woman's actions. I'm fine. I'm a nurse, Lucy says. I guess she thinks that should make us all back off, but it just sounds odd to tell some stranger her profession. It's not like we're mingling at the dog park and making general conversation. We were almost roadkill. I'm so sorry. I didn't expect you to step out into the street. Lucy snaps at her. I get it. I wasn't paying attention. Don't rub it in. Her rudeness makes me cringe because even though we've never seen this lady around and the circumstances aren't the best, I can tell by her voice and flushed cheeks that she is truly concerned about our well-being. Besides, she smells like the warm chicken soup that John and Lucy used to make each other when they were sick. I already like this gal. The woman straightens and frowns at Lucy. I don't blame her. I wasn't rubbing. Maybe Lucy is following my lead and can now sense the woman's warm chicken soup nature because she blushes and closes her eyes for a second before saying, I'm sorry. I'm not myself. It's not your fault. It's my adrenaline. Don't pay attention to me. I'm fine. Really. She rises to her feet and dusts off her rump. Her movements tug on my leash, making me nod like a string puppet. The woman tilts her head and her eyes narrow in a thoughtful way. I bet she's noticing Lucy's red face and swollen eyes for the first time. You appear to be having a bad day, and I haven't helped. What can I do? Shaking her head and avoiding the woman's eyes, Lucy says, Nothing. Thanks for stopping to check on us. We'll be fine. A dog avoids another dog's eyes out of respect or to avoid confrontation. Lucy's doing it to avoid more questions, and I wonder if, like me, the lady picks up on Lucy's flimsy tone and the flagging determination behind that claim. She must, because she nods, smiles kindly, and says in a reassuring tone, Yes, you will. She knows more than we told her. Yep, definitely feel-good warm chicken soup material. I'm a little sad to see her go as she returns to her car and drives off. If you ask me, Lucy could use a friend like her. Lucy looks down at me. You saved me, Skip. I sure did. That's my job. Now I just need to continue to keep you safe. I couldn't bear to lose you. You're the only family I've got left. By the way she's looking at me, totally blank-like, I can tell she doesn't know what to do next. It's like she fell on her head instead of her butt. As we both catch our breath and calm down, my mind wanders. Lucy can't even walk herself. I start to obsess about her finding out about Cecilia, kicking me out and getting herself killed crossing a street, or me having to live on the streets like that smelly cat, breaking into people's yards and scrounging for food. I'll be alone, starving. Seriously, I need to get back in the bow now. I'm obsessing about the dissolution of my life the same way I do when someone starts to throw a ball for me. I don't know when to stop. I can't stop. I just want to play more catch. And despite what the casual thrower or observer thinks, obsessing about the ball is not fun for me. I can't quit it. I'll chase that effing ball until my hips ache and my legs give out. It's an addiction. So, now you know what my mind looks like while Lucy and I stand on the corner and I worry about losing her. She's my ball. What can I do so I never lose her? Arg! I don't know what to do. Then, the first inkling of a solution comes to me. The better I take care of Lucy, the more she'll have to keep me in her life when she finds out that I was John's wingman, or wing dog, or traitor, whatever. But if I'm her alpha, if she needs me like she needs John, she'll have to keep me. She needs help not getting hit by cars? Fine, I can do that. I'm her man, or her dog, you know what I mean. I can do this. I can be her alpha and run our tiny pack of two. I have to. For both of us. All for one, and one for all. I look both ways before I pull on the leash and safely walk us across the street.